Hola, my name is Mari Pizarro, and I work with highly motivated professionals that are very good at what they do, yet they struggle with weight issues or image. I help them clean up their diet, gain tons of energy, and shed some weight in the process. I am so excited to invite you to my signature, the Body Love Detox. It's a 21-day, 100% virtual, from the comfort of your home, phone, and interactive program in which I teach you how to really clean up your diet with nutritious, yummy food that will leave you energized and loving your body. You can find more information at www.streamlinedhealth.com.
Good morning, and welcome to our newest program here on WFYL, The Balanced Life. Each Saturday at 8 a.m., this program will bring you interviews with men and women from various walks of life who are learning and endeavoring to lead a balanced life and share some aspect of their knowledge and expertise with us. I'm Susan Locke, and I'm pleased to introduce the show host, Renee Gable. Renee is the president and creative director of In Touch Marketing Concepts, Strengthening Your Business Identity. Renee, welcome, and can you tell the listeners a little about your passion for this program and about our guest who's joining us here in the studio?
Hi, I'm excited to learn what our guests have to share, and today we have with us Mari Carmen Pizarro, an expert in women's health, a certified master transformational coach, and board certified and accredited member of the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. She's the author of the 2014 Amazon bestseller, Gone in a Flash. Thank you for being here today, Mari.
Thank you for having me, Renee and Susan.
Yeah, so glad to have you. This past week, your book, Gone in a Flash, had hit number one on Amazon.com.
Congratulations. So,
thank you. That was very, very exciting. A lot of hard work for 9 months, and
absolutely.
Number one bestseller.
It's a great book, and actually, I went to grab it today, and my husband's reading it, so I don't have it with me today, so you're going to have to help me. So tell us a little bit, Mari, about yourself and how you came to becoming a nutrition coach.
Yes, certainly. Well, my battles with various debilitating ailments began at around 26 years old. I was diagnosed with severe IBS. I had unexplained vertigo, and I would also faint for no reason. So imagine 26 years old. I lost an amazing amount of weight, not because I wanted to, but because I just couldn't hold anything on my stomach while being dizzy. And this was at the beginning of my career. I had decided I was going to go into pharmaceuticals. That was, you know, I have a scientific background, and that was really my passion, to really understand how drugs, pharmaceutical drugs are made. So I'm growing in my career, and every certain amount of time, they have to rush me to the hospital with an attack. Mm-hmm. Whether it's stomach, migraine, or I just faint or have vertigo that I can't walk. So imagine from 26 years old to 40 years old, I'm 49 now, battling on and off with that. Pregnancies were extremely difficult, and every doctor I saw, they were all very well-intended, amazing professionals, but none of them could give me anything other than medication and more medication, and medication for the side effects of the medication. Mm-hmm. So I felt as if I had a broken arm and they were giving me a Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. Here you go, and with love, right? Mm-hmm. At around 40 years old, I had a severe attack of a combination of migraine and dizziness, which I was diagnosed with many things, and Meniere's disease was one of them. I was in bed 10 days, in bed, like a disabled person. Really think, imagine the amount of time that I had to think. I couldn't move because everything will, the pain and everything was moving around me. So I start thinking and praying and asking for a solution. I believe that God didn't create me to be in that type of pain. I didn't feel that was right. Mm-hmm. And once I got out of that terrible attack, which actually was the last one, I started researching the internet and looking. And with a scientific background, it was easy for me to research new drugs. I wanted to be part of experimental studies, but none of that had worked in the past. And I stumbled into a nutritionist. I stumbled into a book of who later became my mentor and the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. Her name is Natalia Rose, and she's a nutritionist in New York City. And at that time, I was moving from Puerto Rico to PA, to Pennsylvania. So, hello, I'm here an hour and a half away from this person that wrote a book that could change my life. So I started studying, what if I could clean my diet, and what if, only what if, that could help? Mm-hmm. I was desperate. I touched rock bottom, so I was willing to do anything. And so I started working on my diet. Little by little, things started to feel better. I started to feel better and better. At that time, I had gained a lot of weight also as a result of some of the medications. And I started losing weight, almost like a side effect. It was not what I was looking for. And 6 months later, I just couldn't wait to meet this person. And she was doing a 3-day course in her home to certify you as a detox specialist. And I decided to attend again. I'm in PA, an hour and a half away from her home. Mm-hmm. I started studying with her, and it was just a few years later that I decided to go full-time into not full-time. I was still working in my corporate career. And at that time, I had transitioned from the science to human resources, leadership development, and I was doing a lot of executive coaching. So I had the coaching really honed down. I was really at my best when I was coaching my executives, to the point that I ended up having a coaching team reporting to me. And then I went to nutrition school at night. It was something that at that time the company, I didn't expect the company to pay for it. And I remember talking to my boss at like 43 years old and saying, you know what, I'm going to retire at 55 to do this for a living. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that God had other plans for me. Mm-hmm. So at around 3 years ago, my middle daughter, who has been very sick with, she was very premature, but she was also very sick with ADD, severe ADD, to the point ADD is attention deficit disorder. She had it without the age, without the hyperactivity. So at this moment, I'm feeling great. I'm on top of my game. I'm sharing everything I'm learning with my coworkers. I have them in plans. I'm coaching them on the weekends for free. And my daughter, it's going through something similar than what I, you know, doctor, different medications. She was diagnosed with borderline autism, petit mal. She couldn't even remember parts of the day. The ADD was so severe. So the medication gave her depression. The medication for the depression gave her anger. The medication for the anger made her suicidal. Oh, so I'm on top of my game, ready for a big promotion at work, and it's either I pay for somebody to take care of my 16-year-old daughter or I leave everything that I worked so hard and I thought it was what I wanted to take care of her, which was unthinkable at that time. Mm. Fast forward 3 months, I left. I did what I knew. I cleaned up her diet. That's all I did. I started studying why is this ADD so severe? What's going on in her system? And I found all of the answers in what I had just studied. Mm-hmm. I found all of the answers in a different diet and a very simple diet. And 3 months later, she's not medicated. She's happy. She's in college, thriving. And at that time, I had to make a decision. What's my calling? What am I here for? Do I go back to corporate to coach my executives and to work with, you know, a pharmaceutical company, which is kind of odd, right? Ironic. I mean, they come from a good place, but then it's more medicine. Yeah. Or do I leave all of that life aside and start my new business? And I meditated a few days. I prayed a lot, and I was very, very scared. But I ended up, doing this.
I'm sure the question most people are wanting to ask you is, what kind of a diet did you provide for your daughter, and what was the answer that you came up with?
So it's very interesting that I learned that it's more what you take out of your diet than what you add. For example, a lot of people were telling me, well, is she eating like antioxidants and is she eating a lot of blueberries? But you can, is she working out? You cannot work yourself out about diet adding good things to it. So the diet is a whole foods diet, all natural, whole foods, which means they do not come in a package.
Mm-hmm. Natural foods, vegetables, fruits.
Natural foods.
Grains.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of grain.
Do you eliminate the sugars?
No grain, no sugar.
Gluten, is that an issue?
Those, for her, those were the triggers for the ADD. Okay. And what I have found in my practice now is that those are the triggers for brain fog, for the low energy in the afternoon for women, for a lot of the things that we think we're forgetting things because we're getting older. Of course, mm-hmm. we're full of toxins, mm-hmm. and our body mm-hmm. was not created to digest that type of protein, for example, talking about gluten.
I think so many women do suffer from even the afternoon mm-hmm. blahs and the tiredness, and they also have the challenge of, do I have a career? Do I stay home and help my children? And here I really do feel you were led to help others with what you've learned in all your education and just learning by on-hands type of process here. So are you saying that our bodies don't detoxify themselves?
So that's a question that I get a lot. Why do I need to detox? Actually, I dedicated a whole chapter in the book for that. Isn't my body able to detoxify itself? Well, and then people tell me, why complicate things, right? Life is short. Mm-hmm. Exactly, because life is short. We need to treat this body as a temple. And yes, the body is able to detoxify itself. Absolutely. We were created with systems internally mm-hmm. to clean ourselves, filters, and furthermore, our body is designed to get rid of and attack toxins that come from the outside. Mm-hmm. The problem is that this precious body that God created, when he created us, he never imagined we were going to put that amount of stuff and man-made fake foods in it. Mm-hmm.
So true.
It's a very good point.
Yeah.
The potato chips, the cookies, the everything seems to be processed.
Exactly. And again, I want to say that the more I study the body and how it functions, specifically the digestive system, mm-hmm. I am in awe, amazed at our capacity to tolerate toxins. However, when you remove them, even for a short period of time, like, you know, I have the 21-day detox, that's basically just to give people a taste of what it feels to live in a body that doesn't have any stimulants, doesn't need any stimulants to wake up in the morning, and it doesn't need any stimulants to go to bed at night. So you wake up happy and energized, and you go to bed, put your head on the bed, fall asleep, and have energy throughout the day.
Oh, does that eliminate coffee? Oh, no.
The funny thing is that when your body is functioning optimally, mm-hmm. you're not going to want the coffee. That's the beauty of what
wow.
I do. After a few days of, like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to you. There's a few days that you're going to be missing whatever you're eating. Mm-hmm. You're having coffee and toast in the morning, and I'm going to give you a green smoothie. Of course you're going to. It's because we're creatures of habit. We're used to those things, and because gluten, sugar, coffee, those things are addictive, we are addicted to them. So we feel good. They trigger receptors in our brain that release, it's almost like taking an antidepressant, right? Mm-hmm. They're gonna make sure that the right chemicals are being released so we feel good. However, it is temporary. It's totally fake, and it ages us. It robs the energy out of us, and it lowers our immune response, which is one of the things that I found out with my daughter. She was also always getting sick, always with bronchitis. She had asthma. She hasn't had any of that ever since we changed her diet. It really is unbelievable.
That is wonderful.
I have treated many, many clients, and they all report the same benefits. The interesting thing is that the same executives I was coaching now come to me for sustained energy during the day. They want to be on top of their game.
We all need to be on top of our game.
Very interesting. Was she able to stop taking the medicines?
3 months later, I was also working in partnership with her psychiatrist, and we had made a plan for 6 months, and she's 16, mm-hmm. so she lied, told and didn't tell us. She stopped taking her medicine 3 months after and told us when we went to the next appointment a month after. And I just couldn't believe it that she was not medicated, functioning perfectly. Yeah, so 3 months and that was it. No more medication.
That's wonderful.
And I have to say, she still has the ADD. Mm-hmm. She still has a personality that it could be perceived as prone to being sad or depressed. That mm-hmm. those things we do have. But she manages her ADD, making a list in the morning. She wakes up energized. She doesn't have the energy ups and downs during the day, which is very common for ADD patients. Mm-hmm. And she's very organized. And she can keep her eye in the task. She doesn't forget parts of the day. She has to deal with it naturally.
That's wonderful.
Right?
I so associate with the drops. After you have those cookies or you have that coffee, you're doing great for about a half hour, and all of a sudden your body seems to plummet in energy and your mental capacity. So I guess detoxing is safe.
It's sad for me that I do agree that it's kind of in fashion, mm-hmm. and it can be so confusing. There's people detoxing with all sorts of supplements and shakes that are not healthy for you and things that are man-made and fake. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that you can go on a Twinkie diet and lose weight. But at the end of a certain period, people lose weight and they feel better, because just by losing weight, you are going to feel better. But to mm-hmm. really detox, all you have to do is eliminate from your diet everything that comes in a package and start embracing the food that we were naturally designed, created to assimilate and digest.
True.
And it's real food. It cannot be safer than that. I mean, there's nothing safer than a real, for example, if a piece of wild caught salmon with a side of broccoli and a green salad with avocado, for example. Mm-hmm. And you eat until you're full. There's no counting calories. There's no grams of anything. It's really eating food that we're designed to digest really quickly, because digestion is the one process in the body that takes the most energy. Mm-hmm. That's why we have the ups and downs. It's the body going like, okay, I'm full. Let me now take all of the energy. That's why we get the afternoon slump. The body is in the midst of digesting. So all of the energy has to go, because we're perfect.
Oh.
All of the energy goes to the digestion, so therefore you don't have any energy for anything else.
It's so true. I see it. So how long should we detox for?
You know what? If you're eating mainstream American diet, I recommend to my clients to detox at least 3 times a year. If I'm honest with you, this is the way I eat. This is the way my family eats, and this is the way, of course, my daughter eats mm-hmm. of my children eat this way. And every once in a while they indulge in something, and it's all good. This is not mm-hmm. about feeling guilty. It's about loving yourself, understanding your needs, and but certainly I would say you should give your body a break to function optimally at least 3 weeks, 3 times a year.
Okay. I've met one of your clients that detoxed, and she lost over 30 pounds. She looks wonderful. And I said to her, is it hard to do? Is it expensive? And she said, you go and you buy the red meat, so why wouldn't you replace those dollars and buy the healthy fruits and vegetables? And I really never thought of it that way, because we all know meat's not cheap anymore. So, but I really have seen it work. Your whole detox program. You have a 21-day detox program?
Yeah, and I just want to clarify, this person that lost the 30 pounds, she did the 21-day, but then she continued on the modified plan,
okay,
where she took out dairy, things that for her were inflammatory.
Okay.
So she had a tremendous amount of inflammation, a tremendous amount of constipation.
Okay.
And when all of that leaves your body, right there you lose 10 pounds.
Absolutely.
So after the 21-day detoxing, she continued the program for 3 more months, and now that's the way she eats. And that's my passion and my goal and my mission is, the detox is to teach you, is to empower you and give you the tools so you do it on your own, and you don't need me anymore. And then you go on, and then I take the next person.
And she has kept the weight off. She
yes.
looks terrific. She has stayed with it. She looks great, and I know she had health issues, and
because she feels great.
She That's feels great, and nothing tastes as good as feeling great, I'm sure. Do you have a detox program that our listeners could reach out?
Yeah, absolutely. I am so happy to announce that I am opening the doors for my next detox. It's the first week of March. Yeah. And I like to call it, I've been doing this detox for a year now with my clients, and I recently copyrighted it. It's the Body Love Detox. And what I have discovered through my practice is that we have to start loving our bodies first. This is not about losing weight necessarily. You do lose weight, and you know that, you know. But, for example, my daughter was underweight, and she hated herself. At that time, she was depressed, you know, everything that goes into teenagers. She gained 12 pounds in 1 year.
Oh, wow.
Because it's about bringing your body into balance. Of course, if you have 30 pounds to lose, you'll probably lose 10 in 21 days because your body is not, we're not created to carry that extra weight around anyway. So it's called the Body Love Detox, and it begins on the first week of March.
Okay, and how would our audience contact you in order to be a part of that?
Yeah, so it is currently on my website. My website is www.streamlinedhealth.com, and that is I'm streamlined with a D, E-D at the end. Mm-hmm. And once you click there, you'll see my face. And under my picture, there is a link to the Body Love Detox. And the link takes you to a page that has all of the information. Make sure this is for you. Make sure you're ready for change. This is something that you have to be ready for. My best clients are fed up, and they just want change. And this is easy to implement. The food is in the supermarket. You don't have to order anything weird or expensive supplements, none of that.
That's great. I know I have Mari's book, Gone in a Flash. It's 10-Day Detox to Tame Menopause, Slim Down, and Get Sexy, which really means self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So Mari teaches us in a short read book, very easily, very well done.
Thank you.
Book. I only ordered 14 of them. But anyway, tell your friends. So I've seen Mari in action. I've seen her clients. I've never met someone so passionate in helping others. And she's right. God doesn't make mistakes. Our bodies, everything he's provided from the nuts and fruits. And is there any meats or fish? I know. he's made for us to not eat all this processed foods that are in the grocery stores and such. So I would definitely tune in to hear Mari every first Saturday on Balanced Life here on WFYL. You can also listen to WFYL on live stream.
That's right, at www.1180wfyl.com. I have a question for you, Mari. In the process of writing your book, were you able to maintain a balanced lifestyle?
Oh, my God, what a great question. You know, yeah, I was. I was so fortunate that a lot of the writing came to me on the weekends, and I decided to just leave different weekends for 9 months and dedicate the nights to my family and make sure that they still had mommy and wife was around.
That's good.
Very important so I could produce quality work.
Excellent.
I know you talk about detoxing not just your body and your food, but mm-hmm. your environment and your spiritual and your mental and emotional being. So I look forward to talking to you over the next first Saturdays on Balanced Life and learning so much more. And you do work with women in menopause to balance their hormones and
yes.
lead a balanced life during sometimes a challenging time.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. And the menopause, the topic of the book is because I was going through menopause. And then I got additional education and certifications on hormonal control, and now I have a lot of, like, I can't wait to start really continue working on that, even though I feel great and menopause symptoms are gone.
Oh, okay. Well, I will have to be following this book closely along with the 14 other folks that I gave the book to, but I won't name any names. But it's really a great book, and obviously we see it at work here.
Thank you.
So it's wonderful the difference that all of this has made in your life. You're a walking testimony to it, and it's really wonderful that you're sharing it with so many people. Thank you, Mari.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for having me here. This has been a pleasure, and I can't wait to be here again the first Saturday of every month. Thank you.
Again, that's Mari Pizarro. How about telling me how to really say it, Mari, in your beautiful accent?
Mari Pizarro.
Ah, doesn't that sound beautiful? Go on in a flash. Make sure you order her book off Amazon.com. It's 10-Day Detox to Tame Menopause, Slim Down, and Get Sexy. Mari Pizarro. And also, if you want to sign up for her detox, her website's www.streamlinedhealth.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Mari.
Hola, my name is Mari Pizarro, and I work with highly motivated professionals that are very good at what they do, yet they struggle with weight issues or image. I help them clean up their diet, gain tons of energy, and shed some weight in the process. I am so excited to invite you to my signature, the Body Love Detox. It's a 21-day, 100% virtual, from the comfort of your home, phone, and interactive program in which I teach you how to really clean up your diet with nutritious, yummy food that will leave you energized and loving your body. You can find more information at www.streamlinedhealth.com.